Well, hello everyone, and welcome to Soul Odyssey Radio. This is your host, Deborah Herman, and each week we talk about different topics of spiritual growth, the path of the soul. Sometimes we talk about our animals. Last week we did a wonderful show on animal communication, and everything goes. This is my show, this is your show, and I welcome your calls. This is a live call-in show with comments. If you want to ask me a question, the number here is 888-815-9756. That's 888-815-9756. And again, this is Soul Odyssey Radio. And tonight's topic is finding and keeping love the spiritual way. And each week I wait for the inspiration from Spirit for what the topic will be each week. And sometimes I get it a little bit ahead of time, but this week I was kind of sweating it, and I was waiting, oh no, what are we going to talk about? It's already, I don't think I even sent out my announcements until Wednesday because I just didn't know what was needed to be discussed. And then I had this, given to me, and it's really a trick topic because we can think about love, and the first thing that comes to mind is being matched with another person, because all of us as human beings want to be in partnership, and that's very natural. We're here and we feel not only separate from God, that's how we feel. It doesn't mean that it's true, but for many of us, even from the time that we're first aware that there is, that there is other, we look for someone who is going to take our path with us. And the spiritual path, as you know, is something that we must take on our own. We are parallel to one another, but we can't walk the same exact road. So no two people are able to do it also at the same time in the same way. So the reason I say it was a trick topic is the first place for finding spiritual love, of course, is within yourself and in your relationship with God. And that's what your spiritual path is going to be all about. Everything that you learn and everything that you do is going to be in taking you toward that direction. Now, we have as our basis of Soul Odyssey Radio, or Soul Odyssey, the seven lessons to guide your soul. And what they are really is a mystical process for all of you to be able to figure out consciously how to change your lives and how to change your thinking. And the seven lessons, as I call them, are courage, tolerance, self-protection, self-love, ego, love of humanity, and God-love. And you'll notice that three of those lessons have to do directly with love. And put together, all seven of them have to do with clearing the way for love. And the ultimate love, again, being a direct connection between you and your inner divine light and the divine essence that is really the same for everyone. However you define it is fine with me, but I call it God. And so a lot of times if you're a person, for example, you've come into this lifetime and you're working on the self-love lesson, a lot of times you won't feel worthy of experiencing love with another person, or you won't feel worthy of experiencing God love. You may be able to love outwardly, but you may not be able to take that love inside of yourself. And so that's kind of how it works. And sometimes you could be in a relationship with someone and you're progressing on what you know to be a spiritual path and you're awakening and you're having books fall on your head from the shelves, you know, in the bookstores, and you know that you're being guided and you're seeing the world in a very different way. And the person that you are, let's say for people who are sharing their lives with someone, you see that person as not being on the same wavelength as you. And so a lot of what we often think in situations like that is, well, they're not on the same path, so I can't be with them. So we need to understand that your spiritual path is one thing, your relationship with someone else is another thing, and you may be with the right person, but that person may not need to walk the same path as you. They may be there as either a grinding stone, because you know that sometimes, especially spouses, can just like drive us crazy because they're a mirror and they reflect to us the truth. The more intimate you become with someone, the more they see through all your stuff, and you're able to let your guard down and let them see who you really are, even if you don't know who you really are. So they may be in your life for that purpose, but maybe they're not going to read the spiritual books, and maybe they're not going to go through the same kinds of lessons. Or they may be in your life just to be not grinding, but grounding. Maybe having one person on a spiritual path who is thinking always of the universe and humanity and love and light and all of that. Maybe having two people like that in one home is going to be a very difficult thing, because someone has to remember to keep track of day-to-day living. And sometimes that's a very big challenge for people on a spiritual path to remember, oh, well, you know, we've got to manage our money and we've got to pay the bills. And not that you should be let out of the responsibilities of the world, but sometimes we're blessed to have a partnership with someone who can help us to maintain our existence while part of us is in the more ethereal aspects of thinking, and we're also trying to live in the real world. So I guess what I'm trying to tell you is, don't push away your partner because they don't seem to be as spiritual as you are, because you don't know what the big plan is, and you don't know what God's plan is necessarily. I mean, you can get a sense of it, but you don't always know the big picture. You don't know, maybe you're just in each other's lives for each other's lessons. Now, I give you a caveat with that. If you're in a relationship that absolutely is dragging you off your path and making, you know, causing you to suffer, and you are not, you know that it's just the wrong situation for you, I actually can speak from experience. God does not want you to suffer. Being on a spiritual path does not mean suffering, necessarily. Sometimes when you choose to be on a spiritual path, you kind of escalate and condense some of your lessons. And so things are going to come fast and furious and seem like a whirlwind, and why that, you know, why is this all crazy and why am I having all these challenges? But it doesn't mean that you're being punished, and it doesn't mean that you have to suffer for greatness and you have to suffer for spirituality. It's really the opposite. You may need to clear some of that out of the way so that you can experience love, not only from God, but from a partner, in an open and trusting way. I want to remind you, this is a live call-in show, 888-815-9756. I hope that you will pick up the phone and that you will enjoy adding to the conversation. We can talk about whatever you wish. I would like to share with you that I did visit my horse, Tonk, and he entered into our conversation last week when we were talking about animals, and I went to see him to see what he might have to say to add to the radio show. I did videotape it, so any of you who are on Facebook, if you go to my regular page, Deborah Levine Herman, it's on there, and I'll probably put it on the fan page. And you can see that I had a wonderful conversation It is about 5 minutes, so be prepared. But I find it interesting that Tonk gives his thoughts from a spiritual, I call him a mystical horse, from his perspective of humanity, and tries to give us, you know, a way to live our lives in a more open way, the way that animals are able to do this. And interestingly enough, when I asked him what he wanted to talk about today, he wanted to talk about love. And I don't remember everything he said. Again, I'll have to look at the video myself, and this week I didn't transcribe it. But he was talking about how human beings are unable to trust each other enough to fully experience love. And even when we're in an intimate relationship, quite often we are thinking, trying to think what the other person is thinking. And so we're having an entire relationship in our own minds without really being able to ask the other person and being able to communicate about real feelings. We're making so many assumptions, and every time we do that, we build barriers and we build walls. And so Tonk says that that's one of the biggest problems for humans, is that we are so surrounded with walls, and so we're unable to experience love in its many forms. Now, of course, he also said that we use too much technology, but I think he meant from a vibrational standpoint. Of course, I don't know from horse world what that means or what they know, but he just said that we really need to be, he said this last week, but he said it again, that we really need to be silent or just with nature a couple of hours a day, or even, you know, reading a book, but something that doesn't involve a lot of the electronic vibrations that we have now with television and I mean, all of what we carry around with us, the iPods, the, you know, the telephones and, you know, everything else. So that is the message from Tonk for today, and again, you can watch that on my little video on my Facebook page. So we are talking about finding and keeping love the spiritual way. The first question is, how do you find love? Well, it's certainly not going to just show up at your doorstep. So if you're a person who is single and you want to find love, you're going to have to do something in order to be somewhere where the universe can put someone into your sphere in order for you to find a partner. And I realize that seems very obvious, but sometimes when we think about, you know, manifesting and wishful thinking, we don't think realistically that we have to be in a place where the universe can help us out. You know, we can be very unrealistic about it, and we can, you know, think about, well, someday my prince, my princess will come, and then I will live happily ever after. Well, of course, there is no, we don't want to think in terms of finding our prince or our princess, because we, as spiritual beings and as people on a path where we're trying to advance and progress in our own souls, we don't want to think about someone else as coming into our lives to complete us in the sense of completing our journey. What we want to think about is having someone come into our lives who can share our journey and enrich our lives, and we can enrich theirs. And there's nothing better than being with a soulmate or a twin flame. One of the things you need to do is to clear yourself and to try to be the best person you can be, clearing out all of your cobwebs, all of your attachments. You can even do a visualization where you write a timeline of things that have happened in your life, that have been traumatic and that have influenced your sense of relationships and your sense of how you respond to people when you're in a relationship with someone, and then visualize literally taking a scissors and snipping the strings that you still have attached to those other feelings and those other thoughts that were related to past experiences, because all of those things stick to you like little tentacles. And so you may be creating a vibration that is blocking bringing anyone else into your life. I have, very dear friends who, talk to me and say, well, when am I going to meet, a man? When am I going to meet a woman, or whatever, a partner? And then I'll ask a question about, what are you willing to do just as a person? Are you willing, would you be willing to have someone live with you? And then one of my friends was thinking hard, and basically she said, no, I don't know. I'm kind of set in my ways. And I was thinking to myself, well, you just threw up a big wall. And then we went a little bit deeper, and then she was really concerned more about what it had been like in the past when she had been in a relationship, in a marriage, where they lived under one roof, and there were a lot of things that were very terrible in that, at least at the time, and she is still stuck with those feelings. So the thought of living under the same roof with someone again, first of all, you jump from 0 to 80 because you haven't even met the person yet, and you're thinking, gee, what would it be like? But of course I did ask the question, so I was the one who jumped, but it's really difficult to think about that if you are holding on to feelings of trauma and what it was already like. You can't go into a situation with new eyes, and so you're creating a wall and a barrier toward that ever coming into your life in the first place. So you want to make sure that you are totally honest with yourself and that you are looking at what feelings do I attach to having love in my life, to having relationships in my life. Where are the pain points? And then truly visualize, just snip, 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 snip. I mean, you can go, there are wonderful energy practitioners who can help you with this. One of the things that I've created that you can look at in the future on my website, I have created a deck that is an oracle with automatic drawing, and it's intended to work with you on your soul odyssey, where you're able to pull cards and look at them and ask yourself questions about what's being reflected to you from spirit. It's important for you as a spiritual person to start becoming your own guru. There are many, many people out there who are brilliant, wonderful, well-meaning, can teach you a great deal. But you need to remember that you're the consumer of teaching, because you are on a path and you need to find your way so that your seven lessons that you consciously bring into, you consciously recognize through the circumstances of your life, that your seven lessons are ultimately going to be cleared up enough that they're no longer vulnerabilities for you, at least as much as they are before you know them and before you understand them. Because if they're no longer vulnerabilities, then you are free to move ahead and to experience love in all of its many, many ways. And once you connect to that love, the divine love, the love of self, the love of humanity, you will find yourself at such a level of joy and such a level of really of bliss, because it is your center and it is who you really are. Is you are love just like God is love, and you're capable of experiencing it. But now most people are filled with a lot of negativity and hopelessness. So with doing this show and with talking to you about the seven lessons, one of the spirit's ulterior motives is to help you to shift your thinking so that you realize that there are things that you can do to change your life, and there are things that you can do to open yourself up to more of this love and to more of spiritual expansion, and to bring a soulmate into your life if you don't already have one, or to spiritualize the relationship that you do already have. The second part of this evening's topic is, how do you keep love in your life once you do have it? And, well, last week we had all kinds of calls. This week you're all seeming to be shy, or maybe we're just loving this topic. I know you're out there. The number to call is 888-815-9756. I can certainly talk forever on this topic. It's my favorite. But I do love to hear from you. You have wonderful comments and questions that add to what all of the other listeners are thinking and feeling. So don't be shy. Pick up that phone, 888-815-9756, and I'll talk to you when you call. If you are looking to keep love the spiritual way, one of the lessons that is vitally important is tolerance. And tolerance can be interpreted in many, many, many ways. But one of the biggest problems in relationships is, as Tonk said earlier, that we basically assume too much and try to think for the other person, and we try to see through their eyes, but not in a way of compassion and empathy, but in a way of mistrust and suspicion, so that we're unable to truly let our guard down and to truly be intimate with the person that we choose to be with. So if we are looking to keep our relationship, then we need to be able to have a level of acceptance of the person that we're with. And instead of going into the relationship thinking that we are going to change that person to suit our needs, it's really the most exciting aspect of a relationship is to sit back and really look at the person we're with open eyes, step back and appreciate who they are. And instead of judging who they are, basically go on the preconceived notion that that person is A-okay, and that there's a reason you're with them, there's a reason you love them. Even if there are things they do that drive you up a tree, not that there's anything wrong with going up a tree, but even if there are things that just get on your nerves, that's fine, that's human. I'm sure that Tonk would say that there are other horses that get on his nerves. You know, even though there's basically a love and acceptance in the herd, you know, they wouldn't have little bite marks on each other's rear ends if they didn't get on each other's nerves. You know, we get bored. We want to be sometimes just in our own little cocoon. We want to think our own thoughts. And sometimes you really don't want someone, you know, as the kids say, up in our grill. And it's hard to navigate in families how to give each other the appropriate amount of space. One of the ways we do that is to try to control what the other person is doing. And you'll find that if you remove judgment, and you try, even just, you know, for just a couple of days, just throw love out at your partner, your spouse, boyfriend, girlfriend, whatever, just throw love at them, and just whenever you look at them, maybe think of what they were like when they were a little kid, you know, how cute and adorable. But just make the assumption that this person is really okay, and they're a child of God. They don't do things against you. They do things for themselves. And you can change the relationship you have with them, but you're really not going to change another person. That's for them, and that's for God. You can set your own boundaries. You can talk about your feelings. You can teach the other person how to treat you by how you treat yourself. But you really can't change another person. So one of the best gifts you can give to your relationship is to really learn to appreciate the other person and to try to make room for them in your life and try to make compromise. You know, you may not want to do what they like to do, but at least try to have compassion and empathy that there are reasons why they may like to do what they like to do. And also understand that each person's a universe. So your spouse, your partner, has relationships with other people that are important as well. I don't know, but there's someone out there who has a spouse who's overly involved with his family. I'm just picking up on someone who's got a spouse, a male who's overly involved, probably with his mother, who is, you know, taking up a lot of his time. Maybe she's recently widowed and she's, you know, asking a lot of him. Now, I don't know why you're not bothering to call, because I pick up on you exactly like you're sitting here with me. And the message for you is to just give him some space. This is not being done against you. This is being done because he has a lot of emotion and sense of obligation tied up in this relationship. And if you are loving and give some space, you'll find actually that he will unenmesh quicker than if you push him toward having to make a choice between the relationships. Now, I think that's pretty cool. I'm actually answering questions that you guys aren't directly asking. Isn't that funny how spirit works? So if someone out there has had their question answered, I hope that you'll call in or write in on Facebook and let me know, because that's the answer I'm getting for you, is that you need to give your spouse some space to readjust and make some changes. It's not that you don't, you know, voice your opinion. You could say, you know, honey, I really miss you. Is there anything I can do? And that way you're constantly reinforcing that there's love toward him and understanding toward him. Because if you think about how you relate to how someone deals with you, the minute someone starts telling you what to do or tries to force you and control you, you're going to want to do the exact opposite. So that is not the spiritual way to find and keep love. So tonight's topic is finding and keeping love the spiritual way. This is your host, Deborah Herman, and I'm also bringing you some information from Spirit and from my horse, Tonk, because he told me some wonderful things today. This is set up as live call-in. The number here is 888-815-9756, and you can certainly call in at any time, like now. We'll just keep the discussion going. And so the next lesson in tolerance is also, as I was talking about being on the spiritual path, not judging where you're, I mean, we've already talked about this, but this is where you don't want to judge your spouse or partner and where they are on their spiritual path, because that is sure to create walls and barriers. Try this thing they call unconditional love, because
It really, really, really works. And also, if you are a single person and you want to meet someone, you know what they say. If you're old enough and you're actually looking for someone that you might want to be serious with, none of you really young people who shouldn't be living with someone else and getting overly involved at a young age, but for the ones who are actually thinking about settling down, you know, clear part of your closet. That's, you know, I think that's maybe feng shui, but people have totally supported the idea that if you're making room for something, then that something will come into your life. So if you have no room for that something, then nothing will come into your life. It's really the law of averages. It's as simple as that. And so you want to make room for a new person in your life. And also, let's get back to the self-love issue. People can smell a lack of confidence a mile away. So if you're going someplace and you're hoping to meet someone new, if you are feeling overly, you know, focused on yourself, if you are contemplating your navel and you are thinking, well, no one's going to like me and I have nothing to offer, I've been hurt before, and all of these other thoughts that we put in our minds that are, you know, basically ways to protect ourselves. If you are thinking about all of that, that's what you're projecting out. So, you know, you can hide in the corner, and when you leave and you've not met anyone new, you will be able to say, well, you know, I knew it. I wasn't going to meet anybody. If you can create your own reality, there are people who walk into a crowded room and they seem to radiate, and everyone looks at them and wants to know them. And it's because typically that person is radiating a sense of confidence and love. But if you connect to your higher sense of love, if you connect to your sense of God, you connect to a sense of worthiness, that whatever, there's the expression, whatever you think about me is none of my business, and you walk into a room and you're just feeling like you're wonderful, then first of all, you're not going to care what other people are thinking. You're not going to feel vulnerable. You're not going to be scared. You're going to have a good time anyway. And chances are people will gravitate to you because there's enough misery in the world. So if you're sucking the energy out of a room and, you know who you are, then you're not going to attract people to you. And therefore, you're going to live your self-fulfilling prophecy, and you're going to feel lonely, and you may continue to be alone. Everyone is lonely. Everyone is lonely. That is the human condition. I don't know anyone who doesn't spend time feeling lonely. So when you do, you need to find strategies to take yourself away from that frame of mind, or find a way to reach out to other lonely people. Because, I mean, you don't have to think, gee, I'm going to go help poor lonely people. Just find a way to connect with people in a way that's not thinking only about you and your own needs. I stopped at a thrift store today, and I found a poster just sitting with other pictures. In fact, it didn't even have a price on it, and the guy at the thrift store just gave it to me. And it's, I don't know really which guru this is. I will find out, and I'll report next week. but it is a guru with a turban and a beautiful smiling face, and it says, how deeply you can touch another life is how rich your life is. And then it says, may this year bring you much opportunity to profoundly impact lives around you. So that's the way to spiritually find people to be in your life and to keep them in your life, is to find a way to have an impact on their lives. I mean, back in the day, we didn't have the internet. There's a tool now for people to connect with each other in community where there is not 1 minute of the day that a person can't connect with someone else. Even though it's not necessarily meeting in person, it's a first step. None of you have to feel abandoned, because you're not. At any time, in any day, you can reach out to God and you can reach out to other people. And they are there and they are willing. And there are people who are filled with love. I mean, we're all taking our shots now with problems we have to deal with and, you know, real life issues. But I guarantee you, you are not the only one who perhaps has a teenager who's not listening to you and is going through a stage where you'd like to send them, you know, to the moon for a couple of years until they come back as a human being again. You're not the only one. Find other people who are going through it, because when you are stuck in your misery, that's all you can think about. And you can't reach out to other people. And you can't hear what other people are saying to you. And then you will lash out at other people. And you will lash out at your family members. And you will have no communication with them. You'll have no, you know, love. And love relationships go in all different directions. You know, parent to child, child to parent, spouses, lovers, friends. None of you are alone. Except maybe me with these callers. 888-815-9756. But that's okay. I think this is a really important class tonight. And I'm very happy to see that many of you made the commitment ahead of time that you're going to be here. And each week we are growing our audience and we are becoming a community. And I can sense your energy and I can sense some of your questions and some of your feelings and some of your issues. And my job as a teacher and as a mystic, which is really what I call myself, is to help guide you through these things and to help you to see that there's nothing that you can't overcome. There are answers to everything. And there's nothing that you can't answer through connecting to your own higher soul and connecting to that love that's inside of you, that spark. That divine spark. It's called many, many things in many traditions, but that's what it is. So if you radiate love out, you're going to get it back and you're going to feel it. And we're not all going to turn into Barney, the dinosaur, because that would really be very annoying. No offense to Barney, but we will have more energy. We will be energized by each other, and we will feel hopeful. And that's what we need in this world. We have, you know, we have the advantage of being able to see the news in real time. And that's a great thing because, you know, we can say we know what's happening. Nobody's pulling the wool over our eyes more than they are. But on the other hand, it makes us frightened people, because we can see the devastation that's happening all over the world. And, you know, probably the more spiritually inclined you become, the less inclined you are to want to get involved with politics and with current events. It doesn't mean you shouldn't, but for those of you who don't want to, that's fine. Because so much of that, so much of what's part of day-to-day world life isn't going to be compatible with your particular spiritual path. There are many, many people who are wonderful and intelligent and brilliant who are able to focus on those types of things. But, you know, give yourself a break right now from the news, because some of you are truly sponges for whatever is around you. And I've been reading a fabulous book. Unfortunately, the author, Ted Andrews, has left the earth back in October of this past year. And unfortunately, again, I basically didn't discover him until this time. But I have been very interested in learning about psychic protection, because, of course, one of the lessons is self-protection. And I've been researching it, and I got a book by Ted Andrews on psychic protection. And it's a fabulous book. I recommend it to any of you. And I know a lot about, you know, certain rituals and ways to shield and protect. I've been, you know, a student of metaphysics for many, many, many years. But he really made it clear in the book how much we absorb from one another, and we're never, especially because we don't want to miss anything, because we're spiritual people. We want to help everyone, and we don't want to miss if they're feeling something. We want to take it away from them. But it really explains well and provides some wonderful visualizations and rituals how we need to protect our energy from being drained and from being dissipated in the wrong way by using our empathy to take pain from other people, but then not releasing it back to God. So maybe some of you who are listening this evening can relate to that. And you know, in the future, I'll either put it on my website, which is www.soul-odyssey.com. Remember the dash. Or I'll put it on my fan page, which is Deborah Herman Psychic Medium Soul Odyssey on Facebook. I'll put some of his suggested rituals and visualizations. But one of the things you might want to do, and I'll just run through this really quickly, is you stand straight and relaxed, and you visualize a ball of energy above your head, about a foot above your head, and you then visualize it going in like an angle toward your brow chakra. Envision it going in to your brow chakra and cleaning up everything that's there, and then back out your brow, your crown. So it's like a triangle. It goes up straight. It's up above your head, goes out at an angle, goes back and out straight above again. And you do this for each of your chakras. And then, of course, even go to your knees and your ankles and your feet, and make like this triangular cleansing of envisioning this fireball of energy just totally breaking away things that you're holding on to that you've picked up from other people. And then go back up your spine straight up out into the cosmos. And then after you're done with that, envision like it's almost like a tornado that comes in through your crown chakra. So remember, it's a ball of energy. Comes in through your, it turns into like a cyclone. And it goes in through your crown chakra, down through all of your chakras, and it goes out into the center of the earth, and it basically takes whatever else is left. So, and this is an exercise. It's in Ted Andrews' book, Psychic Protection. I believe it's published. I don't know its publisher. I'm so sorry. You'll have to look it up. But you can look him up on the internet, and there's even a diagram. But I recommend that as you're trying to become more aware on your spiritual path, that you become aware that you're very likely taking on the energy of other people, and you want to be as clear as possible as you learn about the seven lessons, as you continue to learn about love and try to become, you know, more intimate with other people, letting your walls down, as Tonki would say. But you kind of have to know where you begin and where you end before you're able to do that. So that's why you want to clear out all of the, you know, all of the debris that some of this other experience has done for you. And, of course, the earlier ritual of visualizing a scissors just cutting these strings that are attached to you of all these feelings. So, basically, we will return to this topic of love, you know, at other times and other classes. We may have time for a caller this evening at 888-815-9756. I'm hoping that I'm not having a miscommunication with the studio. So if some of you are trying to call, because last time we were completely off the hook, if you are trying to call and you're not getting through, then of course we'll make sure you get through next time. And you can leave me a drop me a line on my Facebook page, Deborah Levine Herman. I love to hear from you, and I hope that you will tell people about the work that I'm doing on the radio, the work that I'm doing with Soul Odyssey, because I'm very confident that Soul Odyssey, and it's a verb, and it's something I've been working with for a very long time, that it's something that really is intended to help all of you, whether you're a practitioner, a healer, someone who's interested in spirituality, someone who just thinks of themselves as, well, I'm just a regular person, but I know there's something else out there. Nobody's a regular person. We're all here on Classroom Earth to learn. We're all initiates. That's why I call myself a mystic. And, you know, a mystic typically would have a system, it would be part of a, you know, secret society, and only a few people could learn the secrets. Well, this mystical process of Soul Odyssey is for everyone. It's for you, because you are on a soul journey. And it's a journey with lots of tribulation. Whether you like it or not, you're on it. And so each week I'm going to be teaching you about these seven lessons to guide you so that you will ultimately be able to look at every aspect of your life and translate it or understand it in light of these lessons. Because once you have a conscious connection to your thoughts and what they do to your life and the process of your life and the results you get, you'll see that you can make changes. This is, you know, this is what you can do. You can understand that it's not random. There is a purpose, and there's a purpose for you, and there's a purpose for your life. And there are ways for you to understand something that is not meant to be secret. It's meant, you know, it's meant for you to go through your spiritual initiations and to become reunited with your highest soul and with God, and to continue to grow and develop your gifts. All of you have them. You all have spiritual gifts, and you know, they're not really intended just as parlor tricks. You know, it's nice to, say, well, I'm the best psychic and I'm powerful and, or the best, whatever. But it's at least on this show, this is all tying in to your spiritual path. And the purpose of having gifts, of being able to see things other people don't see, to know things other people don't know. The purpose of all of it is so that we can help each other and create spiritual community so that we can all progress and learn from each other, be each other's teachers, be each other's students. We're trying to change the energy of the world. We're trying to change, really, the energy of the universe. And you're all part of it. And you can change everything by changing your thinking, by being aware of your thoughts, and by putting them consciously into context of the experiences of your day-to-day life. So I am very, very happy for those of you who joined this week. I will come up with a topic next week that might inspire some phone calls from you all, because I love giving you guidance. I love giving you the readings. But I can also talk to you specifically about your soul's journey. I can read your seven lessons for you. I can tell you, you can call and you could say, I want a soul progression. That's what they're called. And I can give you some insight into the lessons that you've come here to learn. And, you know, it's not going to maybe make them easier, but again, knowledge is power. And the more this starts to click in for you, and the more you realize that you have control over your thoughts, remember, you're not going to control your husband, your wife, your partner, you know, your friend, your boyfriend, your girlfriend, you're not going to control them. You can control you. You can control your thoughts. You can control your boundaries that you set. You can control, in a way, you can control how people perceive you. And also, you can make this a mantra. Whatever you think of me is none of my business. And remember, the only thing that matters is how you feel about yourself, your connection to love, and your connection to God. That's what matters. And that's going to bring into your life all of the love that you want, all of the partnership that you want, and it's going to make your life blissful and beautiful and blessed. This is your host, Deborah Herman. You've been listening to Soul Odyssey Radio. I hope you will join us again next week, same time, same website, 6 p.m. Pacific, 9 p.m. Eastern, and the rest of you, I guess you'll just figure it out. God bless you all. Good night.